This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Beep. Okay, welcome everyone. Shkoyach. We're learning Masechta Ma'akata on Daf Yadalad Amud Beis. So let's start again from Yadalad Amud Aleph. Six lines on the bottom. Amar Shmuel. Katan hanoled b'mayed, a katan that's born on chalamayed. Mutter legaleach b'mayed, you could shave him on chalamayed. She'en why? She'en lechabes asurim gadol mizeh. There's no greater jail. So what do you mean? He should have taken a haircut before. Obviously he couldn't if he wasn't born. That's mashma, that only if he's born on chalamayed is he allowed to take a haircut on chalamayed. B'mayed in me'ikarolai. Only if he's born on Chol HaMoed, but not if he was born before Chol HaMoed. What if he's born before Chol HaMoed? Then he's not allowed to because he had time to do it before. That implies, by the way, that if he did not, let's say he was born a second before, then Taka, he's allowed to take a haircut. Okay. Masa Rav Pinchas asked, Kol elu sha'amru mutter legaleach b'moyed mutter legaleach b'me'av eloi. Any situation that we said that you're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, for example, somebody who comes back from overseas, somebody who comes out of jail, someone who his nidoy was matered, someone who got a heter on his neder, all these people are allowed to take a haircut during avelos. So any heter that to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed is allowed to take a haircut during Avelos. What would that mean during Avelos? Let's say, for example, somebody who got out of jail during the Avelos, or somebody who got out of prison during the Avelos, somebody who was healed, or somebody who got out of captivity during the Avelos, so he couldn't have taken the haircut before. He's allowed to take the haircut during the Avelos.
He doesn't need to take the haircut now. Meaning for Yom Tov, it's all Yom Tov taking a haircut.
Stam, he looks ridiculous.
No, but Yom Tov, what's the gzera? Because he's gonna push it off. Avelos has that gzera.
Right. Everybody's gonna know that he was in Avelos too.
Again, any time you have a heter to shave on Chol HaMoed, which is what when you couldn't have done it before, You're allowed to take a haircut during Avelos. We're makel during Avelos.
Okay,
that what?
We're hinging it on Moed. But if we're hinging on Moed, that means we're hinging it on the Gzeira.
No, just...
Then why are we comparing
the reasoning of Eilu Magalchen is only because if they don't do it before Yom Tif, then on Yom Tif, we're afraid they're...
What's the reason for the heter? It's because the whole reason you're not allowed to is because we want you to go into Yom Tov camped, but here it's not your fault. So the Svara doesn't apply, but case-wise it applies.
I'm just saying the rule.
The rule is no reason for it. No, right. We're not saying it has the same Svara. We're saying whenever if we give a heter to shave during Chol HaMoed, we're going to give a heter to shave during the Avelos.
You don't even need this statement.
It's just the way to remember.
There's a Svara by Yom Tov. There's no need for a Svara by...
No, because you're not allowed to shave during Avelos.
So then the question is, why is there a need to shave?
Oh, stop. There's a kasha. Why are you allowed to? The answer is because you have long hair. You have long hair. You could say like this, you know, before somebody becomes an Avel, most people, they go quickly take a haircut. No, that's the reality. It's the facts. Facts are people about to lose a relative, they go to the barber. So it happens, you know. So what?
Yeah, but here by the baby, the reason was because it's...
The svara, yeah, it's not the same svara. We're not...
Long hair, he's upset. He's a bit long. It's bothering him.
It's talking about a case where it's bothering the baby. Okay, but the bottom line is, any time there's a heter to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, there's a heter to take a haircut during Avelos. So now we're going to make a diak. Ha asa legaleach b'moed. But people who are now to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, let's say, for example, someone who got out of jail before Yom Tov, or got out of captivity before Yom Tov, also legaleach b'mei Avelos, cannot take a haircut during Avelos. Now, that means like this. We're saying that a katan, if he's born on Chol HaMoed, what? He could take a haircut. If he was born before Chol HaMoed, he cannot take a haircut. So then, likewise, we're going to say, if he, a katan, if he was born before the avilos, meaning he was born before his parents passed away, then he won't be able to take a haircut. If he was born after his parents passed away, I guess his father, then he would be allowed to take a haircut. That means there are certain cases that katan has avilos. The amrit katan ispe plukta. And if you're going to say that a katan, there's a differentiation whether he was born before Chol HaMoed or after, so then we're going to make that differentiation by avelos as well. Nimtes avelos noyhagas b'katan. Then it's going to come out, avelos is noyig by a katan. We know katan was not noyig any avelos. And this is halacha l'maisa. It's a good thing you came today. Now I'm going to say something and I qualify it in honor of my friend, even though I don't want to. And that is like this. There's a klal. Katanim are not noyig avelos. So wait a second, that means a katan doesn't fast on Tisha B'Av. Correct. A katan could be 12 years and 364 days. He does not fast at all on Tisha B'Av. What do you mean, three fasts before his bar mitzvah? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, there are three things that people say you have to do three times that have no basis. One, people say you have to take out a Sefer Torah three times to lane from it. No such thing. Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to. Granted, the Archa Shulchan says you have to take it out three times. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says there's no such thing. People say that you have to wash your hands three times when you come out of a Beis HaKiseh. No, you only have to wash once. You only have to wash three times when you wash Negel Vasra, unless you say there's Ruach Ra in the bathroom. And people say you have to fast three times before your bar mitzvah. There's no such thing. So I get an email from my friend Rav Don Moeller, and he says, but by the Yekis, they have such a minhag. Okay, by the Yekis, they have such a minhag. But besides the Yekis, Shlomo Zalman says that there's no such thing. So l'maisa, if your kid is not bar mitzvah, he should not fast. Don't torture him. If he's bar mitzvah, then you have to fast.
You can also put the tefillin on 3 months before bar mitzvah, too. That's a rule of three.
Grada, by Yom Kippur, you do have to fast before the bar mitzvah, besides Yom Kippur. Right, so starting at 9 years old, you delay breakfast an hour, and then you progress every subsequent year. Okay, so the Gemara continues. But according to this, we're saying that whatever is mutter on Chol HaMoed is mutter on Avelos, and whether and the cholera is that what? That whatever is aser on Chol HaMoed is aser by Avelos. That means sometimes the katan will be noig Avelos. So we know a katan is not noig Avelos. V'atanya mekarin lekatan mipnei agmas nefesh. We tear up, we rip the clothing of a katan, not because inherently a katan has the prav avelos, but in order to inspire mourning. Rashi says sheyivku harayin, so that the onlookers will cry v'yirbu v'kvayt hames, and increase the honor of the mes. V'loimim neishu avel, meaning there's no avelos by a katan. So how could you say whatever is aser by Chol HaMoed is aser by? How could you? Right? We set a rule: whoever has a heter on Chol HaMoed has a heter by avelos. By extension, whoever is asur on Chol HaMoed is asur by avelos, and that would mean a katan sometimes is noyeg avelos. How? When would a katan be noyeg avelos? If he was born before the avelos. Rav Ashi says no, you cannot make such a diuk, because does it say mi katani ha asurin? Does it say that it's asur? Meaning it says, whoever has a heter on Chol HaMoed has a heter by Avelos. But it doesn't say, whoever is also on Chol HaMoed is also on Avelos. Maybe whoever, some people who are also on Chol HaMoed are taka mutter by Avelos. Who's that? A katan. Mikatani ha asurin, dilma yeshmein asur yeshmein mutter. Maybe some are asur and some are mutter. Rashi explains, Bishar kol adam shar asurin legaleach b'moyed. Regular people who cannot shave on Chol HaMoed asurin legaleach b'moyed. But some are mutter, like a katan who is born before the regal. He's not allowed to shave on the regal. He could shave during the avelos. Okay, ameimar b'itemar v'shisha b'ed rav idi masni hachi. So now we're going to learn the same shakla v'tarya, just with a little bit of a twist the other way around. Ameimar and some say v'shisha b'ed rav idi, they learn as follows. Amar Shmuel said, Katan mutter legalcha b'mayid. A katan, you're allowed to shave him on Chol HaMoed. Loishna noile b'mayid, b'loishna noile meikar. A katan, you're always allowed to shave him on Chol HaMoed. He could have been born before, he could have been born on Chol HaMoed, right? He could have been born on Chol HaMoed, he could have been born before, even if he was born before, and he had an opportunity to shave him before, you could shave, give a haircut to a katan on Chol HaMoed. Amar of Pinchas, for Pinchas. Right, any katan. I guess below the age of Chinuch. Katan. Even though it doesn't say that. I mean, is it talking about any katan, or talking about dafka, a small baby? Yeah. It doesn't say.
If you worry about the base born, talking about a baby.
Obviously, if he's born on Chol HaMoed, he's a real baby. But if he's born before Chol HaMoed, it depends how much before Chol HaMoed he was born. Let's say for now we're talking about a baby, okay? So a katan that's born, whether he's born on Chol HaMoed or born before, he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Amar Pinchas, Rav Pinchas says, Afanan Amitinina, we learned in a mission like this as well. Kal Eilu Sha'amru Mutter L'Galeach B'Moed, all of these cases that they said, you're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, Mutter L'Galeach B'Mei Avela, you're allowed to take a haircut during Avelas. Let's make a deal. Ka Asur and L'Galeach B'Moed, whoever you know to give a haircut to on Chol HaMoed, Asur and L'Galeach B'Mei Avela, you're now to give a haircut to during Avelas. I Amrit Katan Asur. If you're going to say a Katan is Asur, meaning if you're going to say that a Katan is born before Chol HaMoed is Asur to give a haircut to Nimtzeis Avelos Nehages B'Katan, then you're going to, by extension, you're going to have to say that Avelos is Noig by a Katan. But Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Mekarin L'Katan, Mibnei Agmas Nefesh, that we only tear the garments of a katan to elicit agmas nefesh. So we have to say, we're forced to say, what? A katan is mutter legal chabamayid regardless. Because if he's asr, then sometimes it's going to be asr by avelus of a katan, and there is no avelus of a katan. So you have, meaning you have to say that on, we have a raya, that a katan is allowed to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed. Because if he wasn't, then a katan would be no avelus on Chol HaMoed. We know there is no avelus on Chol HaMoed. So Amar Rav Ashi said, no, just because it's not a raya that a katan's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, maybe really a katan's not to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. But Avelos, he's not noyeg, because the Braisa only says whoever's allowed to on Chol HaMoed is allowed to during Avelos, but it doesn't say whoever's not allowed to on Chol HaMoed is not allowed to by Avelos. Maybe you're not allowed to on Chol HaMoed, but you're allowed to by Avelos. The same Amar Rav Ashi, Mikatani Ha Asurin. Does it say that it's Asr? Dilma Yesh Mehen Asr V'Yesh Mehen Mutter. Maybe there are those of them that are Asr and there are those of them who are Mutter. Okay, Viter. Is an Avel Noyig Avelos on a Regal? Is an Avel Noyig Avelos. Avel Eino Noyig Avelos Beregal. Shenemar V'Samachta B'Chagecha. You rejoice in your festival. And it pushes away Avelos. Now the big Shaila is, and this is Nagia, this year for Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, whether Dvarim Shabbatzina are Noyig. Meaning, is it only public signs of Avelos or Asur, or even private Avelos? In other words, is an Avel Asur B'Tashma Shamita? So Machalik is Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban says an Avel is Asur. The Rambam says the Avel is mutter. So the Avelos is completely pushed off.
The reason is V'samachta B'chagecha. It should be on the person himself. It should be on the gav, not on in public, right?
It goes back to another argument we had a few talks ago, why they delayed putting on tzaras.
V'samachta B'chagecha is not to show that you're happy for the...
V'samachta B'chagecha.
It's your own private, and you should also be V'samachta B'chagecha, right?
Because
he
said this week he'll be with his wife, so he pushed it off. He didn't say that.
On the other hand, v'samach
right.
So maybe l'maisa, the Shabbos. What about Tisha B'Av? We spoke about this on Shabbos. The Maharam of Ruttenberg writes, in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina. That the same way, lefi the shita of the Ramban, that in Avel's Asar B'Tashma Shamita, so too on Tisha B'Av, which is an Avelos, if it falls out on Shabbos and we push it off till Sunday, it's Asar B'Tashma Shamita. Yeah? So Maram Rutenberg says, what's the extension? Avelos is much more chamar. Avelos is Avelos Chadasha. The destruction of the Beis Hamikdash is an old story. So Maram Rutenberg says you could be mechalek, but in his opinion you have to follow the chumrah of his Rebbe. The Rush argues. The Rush says Tashma Shamita is mutter. The Mechaber Paskins like the Rush. It's mutter. The Ramah is machmir like the Maram Rutenberg and Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina. Bottom line is we're machmir unless it's Leil Tefillah. Right? That's the Alil. Okay, that's the halacha for the avelos of this Shabbos. But here the Gemara wants to know, what about avelos on a regel? And the Gemara says, it's not, we push it off. Why? V'samachta b'chagecha. You have to rejoice. Why? What's the lamdus? E avelos de meikara. If the avelos came first, person lost a relative, who, e avelos de meikara, who, asi asei de rabim, the asei of the rabim comes. What's the assay of the Rabbim? Yamtif. It's an assay on all of Klal Yisrael. V'dochi assay the Yachid. And it pushes off the assay of the individual, which is the individual's Avelos. This is mashma that Avelos is Dairaisa, no? Because it calls Yamtif assay the Rabbim, and it calls Avelos assay the Yachid. So Tosis says, mashma the Avelos tap Tosis ika assay Dairaisa. Because it doesn't say it pushes off an assay the Rabbana, and it says it pushes off assay the Yachid. So Rashi quotes a pasuk in Navi. Which pasuk? No. It's not a smachta. The pasuk in Navi. Rashi says, "V'dachi yaseh yachid avel d'chsev in Yirmiya, evo yachid asilach." So Rashi seems to learn it's not a deraisa, it's midirei neviim. Now Tosus asks on Yud Aleph and Beis, we had that Avelos is Rabbanon, so Tosus says that's the Isra Malacha by Avelos. But the Avelos itself is deraisa. But then Tosus says not so fast. Because it could be Asay here means Rabbanon. You know what the Raya is? Even rejoicing on Yom Tov is a Rabbanon. How's that? Because the Iker rejoicing on Yom Tov is eating a carbon shlom, and we don't have a carbon shlom. So b'chlal, the word asay here is not indicative of a dares, because even by Yom Tov it could be a drabana. Then you could say, like Rashi, that the taka avelos we learn from the pasuk in Yirmiyah. Okay. But that's the pashut reading of the Gemara is, if the avelos is original, the asay derabim of Yom Tov pushes off the asay deyachid of Avelos. Vi Avelos Tahashin, if Avelos is Chal now, who? Loi Asi Asi the Yochid, Vidach Asi the Ram. The Asi of Yom Tov cannot come around. The Asi of Avelos cannot push off the Asi of Yom Tov. So now here's the new question, $1 million question. Menuda Maushi Nagniduya Beregel. Someone in Cherem, is he noyik his state of Charama during Yom Tov? Anyone, do you know anyone in Cherem or ever be in Cherem? Has anyone ever been in Cherem? Are you noyig being in Cherem on Yom Tov? You can't. We'll see. We're going to get to Mitzara soon. But Cherem means you can't be in other people's da'adamas. You can't greet people. You basically are an avel. So the Gemara is going to discuss this issue. Are you noyig dine nidoy on Yom Tov? Amar Rabbi Yosef. Tashma, come in here. Donin dine nefashos v'dine makos v'dine mamonos. We judge capital cases on Chalamoid, Evedine Makos and cases of giving lashes, Vedine Mamonos and monetary cases, Veloitzayas Dina, and if the guy, okay, that's the Mishnah, that's the Tosefta, that we done all these cases, Dine Nefashos, Dine Makos, and Dine Mamonos. So now the Gemara asks, Veloitzayas Dina, obviously if the guy's not going to listen, Misham Tinanle, we're going to have to put him in Cherem. Meaning, what's the chachma in donning the case, and we have no way to enforce it. So perforce, if we're down the case, we have to be able to put in chirim. So if we could put someone in chirim, l'charchila, what are you going to say? That if somebody wasn't chirim, they're not noyig chirim anymore? So if a guy who already wasn't chirim is not noyig chirim, then how in the world could you put someone in chirim in the first place? So meaning if you could put someone in chirim in the first place, at the very least, if somebody was in chirim, he remains that way. If you're going to say that someone is not noyeg being in chirim on Yom Tov, meshumad va'asi meikara, someone who already was in chirim, asi regel dachile, the regel pushes that off. So you can tell me the regel pushes off a guy who already was in chirim. But we could put the guy in chirim l'chachila. Obviously, if the regel is strong enough to uproot a previously existing chirim, it could stop us from putting him in chirim to begin with. Now we're going to put him in chirim.
Why can't it be after Yom Tov? Why can't the
chirim
be placed after Yom Tov?
Because then why should we don the case? We can't don a case if the guy's not going to have no way to enforce it. If we're donning the case, we have to have a way to enforce it. The only way to enforce a legal verdict is chirim. That means we could place a chirim. If you could place a chirim, that means an already existing chirim cannot be lifted. Does that make sense? Hamalei Abai, Abai Sadachu. I think this is what Rabas was saying. Maybe, maybe not. V'dilma li'iyune bedine. Maybe we're just going to look into the din and not even give a verdict. I mean, if we give a verdict, that would be ridiculous because we have no way to enforce it. Says the Gemara, the Dilma li'iyune haditani didanin. This that we say, that what we judge, lo yarminan. We don't say, the lema ish plani chayiv ish plani zak. We don't say, this yankel is chayiv and beryl is pater. And from there we're going to be medayik eloy tzayis misham tinale, that we're going to have to put him cherem. We just look into the, we look into it. When the brisa says we look into it, it means we look into it, we don't give a verdict. Eloy temahachi, because if you don't say this, you think we dan actually dine nefashis on Yom Tov, on Chalmai, dine nefashis diktani, hachanami dekat linlay. You think it means we actually kill the guy? But we know that when Bezin kills somebody, they can't eat the whole day. But how come Mimni Mitzimchas Yom Tov? If you're going to actually carry out the verdict of a death penalty, you're going to stop someone from enjoying the Yom Tov. The Tanya, we learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Minayin L'Sanhedrin Shehargu HaSanefesh. How do you know if Sanhedrin has to kill someone? Shein Toimen Kol Seyom, they don't taste anything the whole day. Tamil Oimer, Lo Yisoy Chalal Adam. Therefore it says, don't eat on the blood. Ela L'Iyune Bedine. Rather, by dine nefashas, it means we look into the case, we don't give a verdict, because why? We can't carry out the death penalty on Yom Tov, because then the Bez is not going to be able to eat. Hachanam le'yune bedine, so to all the other cases, we're just ma'ayin, but we don't actually give a verdict. So don't try to prove, oh, we give a verdict, so we must be able to put in chirim. Maybe we don't even give a verdict, as evidenced by the case of capital punishment we're not going to give. Amar le, Rabbi Yosef said, you can't do that. You can't look into a case and not give a verdict. No, I'll do that. It's Inoy Hadin. Amalei Imkein Nimtzis Ma'anas Dinoy. It's Inoy Hadin. It's Inoy Hadin. If you have an opinion about a court case, you have to say it. You can't put people through the ringer. Stam, it's a big yisoid. If, let's say, you know, you're a shadchan, and one side gets back to you, I'll tell them in 3 hours. So Nebuch, the other side, they're sitting there, on the, you know, waiting in their house, sittering, worried, anxiety. It's not right. You know, if you know information that could assuage somebody, you're mechuyev to tell them right away. You know how to put somebody through, you know how to make people worry. So, but Sam, by din, that's the lav in the Torah. So you can't be ma'ayin, Rabbi Yosef says, and not say the din. So rather, what do they do? Asu mitzafra, they come in the morning, uma'ayni v'dine, they look into the din, va'ayli, and they go up, va'achli v'shasu kol yoyma, and they eat and drink the whole day, v'hadar asu b'shkia sachama, and they come back, it means before shkia, because you're only allowed to dan dine nefashas during the yoyim, v'gamrinan l'dine v'kalu, and they issue the verdict and they kill. So that's the case of dine nefashas, and by extension the other cases also. Now, if we're going to don them, we have to be able to put in chirim. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. Rabbi Yosef's of the opinion that we have to be able to put in chirim, and because we're issuing the verdict. And if we could put in chirim, Rabbi Yosef feels, then it must be what? That if someone already is in chirim, is noyeg his nidoy. But Abaye felt that he had a good way out. So we still are, it's inconclusive. Amar Abaye, Tashma. Abaye said, come in here, I'm going to prove to you that a menuda is not noyeg his avelos on Yom Tov. Because it says a menuda that the Chachamim were matter in the Mishnah. Why were the Chachamim matter? Doesn't say why. Must be every single menuda the Chachamim are matter on Yom Tov. Otherwise, if there was a reason why the guy got a heter for his nidoy, so shouldn't the Mishnah have said that what the circumstance was? So, Rav, so what are you talking about? Mikatani shehitiru chachamim. If it would have said a menuda shehitiru chachamim, that would have been like a blanket statement that every single menuda, the chachamim are matter. Shehitiru loy chachamim. They're a matter to him. That implies it was a circumstance why they're a matter to him. The azal, what's the circumstance? The azal upaisil baldina. He consoled the other party, vasu kamei the rabbana. Then he came before the rabbis, v'sharulei, and the rabbis were matter for him. Frak the hela gemara. So basically, what? We don't know. We don't know what the halacha is about a menuda on Yom Tov. So that, therefore, the gemara is telling us we should try to stay away from being in chirim on Yom Tov. Taisus asks, why? How in the world could a nidoy be noig his nidoy on regal? Who? Where does it say they have? There's a mitzvah to be noig anything a nidoy. Who made up nidoy? Hey, you know I don't like your yarmulke, so you're in chirim. Like who? So now the guy has to act like an avel. Who decided there's such a thing? The answer is Takanas Ezra. So Takanas Ezra, but Yom Tov is an asay. An asay. First of all, maybe it's an. At the most, Tosfos says it's an Aseh. An Aseh can't push off an Aseh of Yom Tov. And furthermore, it's not even an Aseh, it's Ezra's Gezerah. But Tosfos says no, because this Nidoy is a serious thing. Because Nidoy even pushes off the lav of Makalel. Are you allowed to curse your friend? You're not allowed to curse your friend, but you could give Nidoy. That means the Aseh of Nidoy pushes off the lav of cursing your friend, even though it's not a real Aseh. So obviously, there's something to it.
Why is Nidoy?
That's what it seems like from Tosfos, right? Nidoy is dachi lav de mekal chaveray. Says it could be the asay of nidoy comes from soita. Could be the concept of nidoy comes from soita. Tosfos says. The ikol la v'shema misoita yafin. Okay, vayta in the Gemara. Mitzayra mahu. What if somebody is a mitzayra? Are they noyeg the tsaras? Being secluded. Right, but now we're talking about he already was a Messiah. He's already locked up.
He already is one.
He's locked up. And so never went away.
You saying he's
machlat or maschal? Yeah, he's machlat. He's ready. He's a full fledged.
Well, we said that even during Chalamayid, and he's.
We don't look at him during Chalamayid. He's been white spotted for the last 10 years. He can't get rid of.
But
he can't shake his spot.
Was that he's still out? He's still out of the.
So the shah is. Do we bring him back in? What?
The whole sugya was that we lock him up another week, another 2 weeks, even on Chalamayid.
The shah is with.
There's good news, not if there's bad news.
No, that sugya is. Do we offer prognoses on Chalamayid?
But we still lock him up on Chalamayid. The whole sugya was talking about. You're still locking him up on Chalamayid.
Okay, but is he noyeg avelos? Is he noyeg, he can't greet somebody, he can't take a haircut? We don't know now, that's the Shaila. You're saying we dealt with that?
We're just determining his status here. We're talking about
while we're determining his status, if he was already locked up before, then we keep him locked up. Only if you have good news, we said. If not, even if it, right?
We keep him locked up, but now in his locked up state, is he mamish and avel, or could he talk to people? Could he go into other people's da'aramas? Could he come back to shul?
Does it all leave during Kalmai?
Okay, so Gemara wants to know. So Abai says like this: Tashma the Hanazir v'Hametzayra, a Nazir and a Metzayra meet Tomasa l'Tarasi. When he comes to his Tara, he's allowed to take a haircut. Have made Tomasa Noach, but if he is still Tamei on the Moed, then what? He's not to take a haircut. Rashi says, "Sheinag tzarate." What does it mean if is he noig his tzaras? That he's now to come to chamachane, and he's now to shave. But be made tuma, he's noig. Meaning, if it's only if he become tar, he's allowed to take a haircut. But if he remains tamei, all the dinei tzaras apply, even on Yom Tov, because it's only latara. So Gemara says, no, just the opposite. Loi mi bai kamer, loi mi bai be made tumasai. Delay noeg. Certainly, if he's tamei, he's not noeg avelis because the regel pushes it off. But you would think that if he became tahar, maybe we should not allow him to bring a, take a haircut. Why? Why in the world should? Why should it be worse if he became tahar? Why should he be more of a metzayra if he became tahar? The answer is nigzar shema yisha karbonosav. I would think maybe we should be afraid he'll delay his karbanos. Rashi says, Nigzar, we should make a decree that he's not allowed to shave on Chalamai. Take a haircut. Why? Because Allah is once you take a haircut and you're tar, you have to bring a carbon. But we're going to be afraid that once he's allowed to bring a carbon, he may delay it to the end of Yom Tif. And Allah is you're now to be makriv a carbon yachid on Yom Tif. So we should, in a chanami, if he's tummy, you're for sure allowed to take a haircut, the regal pushes it off. But maybe I should make a special gzer when he becomes tahar, not to take a haircut, because now that he has to bring a carbon, we should be afraid he'll bring the carbon on Yom Tif. Kamash Malan, no, he is also allowed to take a haircut. So you ready? Amar Rava, let's finish up. Tashma, it says v'hatzarua, and the one who has saras, that's an extra word, because we know from the context we're talking about a metzayra. And it's saying that what? That the someone who has saras is noig in his saras. L'rabba is kohen gadol. That even a kohen gadol is noig in his saras. So let's think for a moment. A kohen gadol has a status of Yom Tif the whole year. How's that? But kohen gadol the chalashana karega l'kulayama dami. A kohen gadol of the whole year is keregel kolei amadami. A kohen gadol of the whole year is like the yom is like Yom Tov for the rest of the world. How's that? In what way is every day of a kohen gadol like Yom Tov for the rest of the world? The time kohen gadol makrav oinein. We know a kohen gadol is allowed to be makrav a carbon oinein. Right? A kohen gadol is not allowed to eat his carbon oinein because Moshe said to Aaron, Why didn't you eat the carbon? So Aaron said, I'm not allowed to eat the carbon as an oinein, but I'm allowed to bring it. A kohen gadol is allowed to be makrev a carbon oinein. Kulei yama is not allowed to be makrev oinein. Because the shlomim has to be brought when you're shalim, is not when you're an oinein. And on a regel, you're allowed to bring a carbon as an oinein. So why? Because the regel pushes off the aninos. And a kohen gadol could be makrev as an oinein the whole year. That means a kohen gadol has the status of Yom Tif the whole year. And yet a kohen gadol could be a metzaira. How could he be a metzaira? It's Yom Tif for him the whole year. Is a raya that on Yom Tif he could be a metzaira. Alma kol hashana de karega domo ketani de noig batzaras. So is a raya, shema mina. From here we learn that if a kohen gadol could be a metzaira. And what? A kohen gadol has the status of Yom Tif the whole year. Is a raya that you could, it's a raya that you could be a mitzayra on Yom Tov. Shma mina, noyig tzaratoi beregel shma mina. My Rabbi Yisai, have a great night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.